Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Bruce Walden, who is running for mayor of the Mat-Su Borough. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And to set the four-question theme properly, I'll remind that we're talking about actions speaking louder than words. Question one, describe the most significant goal you have that motivated you to run for election by describing actions you have already taken to reach that goal.
I look here at the Mat-Su and I see the resources that we have of every kind, every shape, and every color, and I don't see anything happening with any of it. Now, a personal interest of mine is the music industry. I love music, and when I was in the military, I spent a lot of time in Okinawa, and I got to travel the world. I was a special forces soldier traveling all over the place. And when my buddies were out drinking, I was checking out the local music scene. So a special interest of mine is developing something like that here, but it's not something that the borough itself could do. But the bottom line, that's my thing. That's something that I've done myself. I've been working towards. We're kind of getting somewhere. But I see a whole lot of resources around here, natural, and the stuff between people's ears that nobody is taking advantage of. Everybody you talk to, if you sit and talk to them for 5 minutes, every person will say, I've got an idea for a business or an industry. But they don't get a chance to develop it because maybe they don't have the business acumen to do so. We need to fix that. Need to marry people up with the right people.
Okay. Question number two. How do you see yourself working with others, serving as mayor with the borough assembly? And how do you discover what others' views are on controversial topics?
I was on the planning commission for about 4 years, and we tended to mainly we didn't have, you know, hot disagreements there. It's not so much that way on the borough assembly. I see people that are vehemently opposed to one another on issues, but they do tend to be civil about it. And we can continue that. That's the beauty of this nation of ours and the beauty of the nation for which I fought. I was a soldier for 22 years. And when I stood for the Constitution, I meant the whole shebang, the whole thing. And we have a habit in this country, or we used to have it, not so much anymore, of being disagreeing without being disagreeable. As the mayor, I would tend to listen. And I did this on the planning commission. I'd hear both sides of a story and make up my mind on, you know, which way I was going to vote. But the overarching concern of mine is we're going to have to do something to start getting some jobs in here. And I will be working towards that, and I won't be stopped on that journey. We'll see how this election goes out for who we're going to have on the assembly. We'll see how it goes. There's potential for there to be a lot of folks in there that are a pro-business enough that we can get some nice, safe business here. Something more than coffee shops and bookstores. We need actual jobs here. I make that commute into Anchorage every day. I'm getting tired of it. I think most of the people in the Mat-Su feel that way. We can do better than we've been doing. I think that I can work with reasonable people on the assembly to make something like that happen.
Okay, thank you. Question number three. How do you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation or those that may feel disenfranchised? And what have you done to take into account perspectives different than your own?
Right. Well, one of the things that I'm doing right now that I'm going to transfer to the mayorship if elected, I've got my website and we do videos on there. And what I intend to do is every week I'm going to have a video with me telling the people, this is what we've done this week. This is what we wish to continue to do. If there are controversial things, I will point those out, say this is something we're working to get around. But it'll be something the people can access every single week. They'll be able to see what's going on. The other thing is, the locks are coming off the doors over there. I went up to register for this office, you know, for this run, this election, and they have prox card locks on the doors of the office there in the Mat-Su. Well, here's what you do. Stop alienating yourself from the public. You don't have to hide behind locked doors. On my job, I see that every day because I work in federal buildings in Anchorage. I remember when I went into the U.S. Capitol building and walked up to Newt Gingrich's door. I didn't go in. Obviously, it was locked, but you could walk all through the Capitol. Well, after 9/11 and after the Oklahoma City bombings, that all changed. But are we really so scared of the constituency here that we have to hide behind locked doors? That can't happen. We need to have a website that the people can access. If they have a concern, they can address me personally. and we need to address those things directly to those people. That's the kind of person I am. I'll directly, if I don't have an answer, I'm going to tell you, I don't have the answer, but we'll sure try to find it.
Thank you. Question number four. What is your perspective on the way the body you're running for functions currently? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose? And how have you fostered improvements in other organizations?
The organizations that I've worked for in the past were military and military-related. I retired from the military in 01, and I've just worked for I've been doing contract work for different agencies since then. And kind of the skids are already greased there, as we used to say in the military. So if there's a problem, it was kind of easy to fix. Not so much here in the civilian world. Now, what we have here in the Mat-Su, and this is the case throughout the state, is we have a second-class borough, which means that you have a manager that runs everything. And that's the way it works in a second-class borough. I understand that. Now, I wouldn't care who the manager is. This isn't against our current manager. It's against that position. You as a voter should be able to vote for the person that makes the ultimate decision. That buck has got to stop on someone's desk. You cannot find someone that'll take ownership of any of our problems right now. I would love to see us become a first-class borough. I think we'd be the first one in the state. Anchorage is a first-class municipality. But what you need to be able to do, what the voters need to be able to do is say, we have voted in this mayor, and if something goes wrong, it's his fault. Ultimately, that person has to take ownership of the problem and say, that buck stops right here on my desk. And that's something I will actively strive for.
Mike Malevsky here, and I've been speaking with Bruce Walden, who's running for mayor of the Mat-Su Borough. Bruce, this is an opportunity for you to share some comments in any way you'd like with listeners before we finish up.
Sure. Thank you. I'm a Mat-Suan. I'm an Alaskan by choice. I wasn't born here. I moved here, and I left Indiana behind because I wanted to live here. I wanted to be of this place. But we live in a bedroom community, and I was raised to not believe in can't. If there's a problem, you fix it. I don't believe in this. Well, we can't do this. We can't do that. We can't develop industries here. We can't. I don't believe in that. There's always a way. There's always a good way. All you have to do is look hard enough to find it. But we've got in the habit of being told no. And our borough government has got into the habit of telling us no. But you can't find anybody that can find a way to say yes to you. That needs to change. All right, we've got, like I've said, we've got 1,000 industries. We've got smart people all over this borough, and we're going to start changing some of these things. We're going to start having yearly meetings, possibly twice yearly, where we bring people with good ideas, people with business acumen, and people with money to invest, and marry them up and say, let's develop some of these things. Let's do it wisely, but let's develop this. We can have a prosperous borough, but as it is right now, this borough gets all of their money off of property tax because they're not imaginative enough to seek out some of these other things, and that has simply got to change. I think the people are ready for a change. In fact, I'm quite certain they're ready for a change, and it's time that we do that.
Well, thank you, Bruce Walden, for coming in today and sharing your answers to questions and comments. Have a good day.
You too.